Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. Happy Sanctified Sunday. Good morning, everyone's. So, I am back this week with the final installment of Lessons That Must Be Learned in Relationships, Part 3. Click up top at the beginning to listen to this podcast that I have so thoughtfully created for everyone. see what a little bit of rest can do, y'all. I'm telling you, a little bit of rest can work some wonders. I feel good today. I feel rejuvenated. I feel great. So along with the relationship lessons, I'm going to be discussing manifesting your dreams through positive affirmation. And this is a book review. This book comes to us from, this is what happens when you got too many windows open at one time. It is called 365 Affirmations to Help Manifest Your Dream Life. And this is from the creator of ScaleItSimple.com. I was asked to read the book and give a general review, and that is what I am doing. I'm not through the book yet. It's only 75 pages. I'm about 40 pages in, so I'm just going to be giving some thoughts on that. I'm also going to be talking about some personal struggles, which are minor. There's not, everything's okay. Really, really minor. And I'm also going to be talking about the daily devotionals that I've recently started. And then on to the final bit. You're only a 10 left of the relationship lessons. So grab your coffee, grab your chai, grab your tea, get comfortable, sit back, and let's get started for today. So first, manifesting your dreams through positive affirmation. So like I said, I was asked to review this book. Steph Farrell, who is the creator of the website called Scale It Simple. I was asked to do a review. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this review up into two parts because the book is only 75 pages. I'm at like about the 40 or 50 mark. So I'm like a little bit, over it. The link is down below if you'd like to check it out and see what it's about. But the book is called, again, 365 Affirmations to Help Manifest Your Dream Life. Now, we've all heard of meditating, giving positive affirmations, like saying something every day that's going to bring you into positivity to help basically put it into the universe. Because, once you speak on something and put it into the universe, it's kind of out there. You're giving, energy to it. And I will quote something from Maya Angelou. I actually have this quote on a letterboard in my entryway that says, "Ask for what you want and expect to receive it." So it's very popular. Create a vision board. Think about some things you want to accomplish and some things you want to achieve. Put it out there. Put that positive energy out there. And then expect to receive it. Go about the business of getting it and expect to receive it. This book breaks it down into about 12 chapters. It's like your manifest, your guide. It talks about mindfulness, self-confidence, self-love, becoming fearless, loving your body, success, gratitude, happiness, relationships, and the final chapter is to transform. So far, I'm feeling good about this book. I'm getting some positive things from this book. It's helping to reinvigorate some things that I have going on in my life and the current state of where I'm feeling, because, I think it has a lot to do with summer and, I got a lot going on, but it's helped to reinvigorate. And it's not like we don't already know these things. I mean, if you're of a certain age, you know what this is. It's not brand new. It's not anything, oh my God, it's going to show you the light. But sometimes you need to read something just to help give you a push to help make you feel good. It's not that you don't already know that you're this type of person, but sometimes hearing it and seeing it and reading it helps to reaffirm what you already know. And so while this concept is not new, I do find it like is a great resource, and it's one of those tools that I would encourage people to check out, because sometimes it's just what you need. Yeah, you know it already. Like I said, it's not brand new. You know it, but sometimes it's just one of those things that you need to help guide you in the right direction. So again, I'm going to give another review next week, because I should be finished next week. It's a short book, and you know, go over it again. But right now I'm feeling good things about this book. So check it out. I've put a link at the bottom, and it's Affirmations Are Not Simple Wishy-Washy Words that are to be repeated over and over. Affirmations can work because those words have the ability to program your mind into believing the stated concept. This is just a little snippet from the book online. So click on the link, check it out. Tell me what you think in the comments, you know, all that good stuff. Next, a few personal struggles. So, you know, I don't want to say I'm wishy-washy, but I don't know, something that happens to my brain during the summer, I just want to drop everything and do nothing. And then when I do drop stuff and I don't do what's written down in my plan, you know, I keep a journal, I have a list, I have a plan of some things I want to accomplish and stuff I want to do. Writing about it weekly in this blog helps me to actually get off my butt and get it done, because sometimes I need that motivation. But then there are times where I'm feeling some type of way. I've suffered with depression in the past, and I don't want to say that when you're diagnosed with clinical depression, it kind of never goes away. It's kind of there. It's just not right under the surface, but it's there, and sometimes it takes certain events to bring it out. But for me, this was nothing that happened. It's just, you know, a way that I was feeling, because sometimes I feel like I'm doing stuff for nothing. And it's hard when you have projects that are your baby, but you feel like you're not getting really any recognition at all for creating it, for doing it, for executing it. And that's things I struggle with all the time. Sorry. In my personal life. And it's something that I am working on, and it's something that I am trying to overcome. We're all trying to overcome personal struggles, whether that be fear. And also that 365 Affirmations talks about fear and recognizing what your fear is. And you know what you're afraid of is basically what it's telling you. You know what you're afraid of, but you don't meet it head on. You don't recognize it. Know it, recognize it. And it's not that you're not still going to be afraid of it, but learn to recognize it and get at it. So that way it's you slowly break it down, and then it's something that you no longer fear. But you know, I still have fear, and I still have doubt, you know, even at my age. You know, this old dog can learn some tricks. And just because you're older, 30 40 50, if you're in my age bracket, it doesn't matter. There are still things that as a woman that I'm insecure about, and I'm trying to overcome those insecurities and move forward, because I know that's going to help me be a better person. So getting over the personal struggles, it's something that you work through. This weekend was helpful because I just wanted to rest. Rest didn't necessarily mean sleep, but it meant I wanted to do nothing. I wanted to lay down. I wanted to rest my body. I wanted to refresh. I wanted to just do nothing to allow me to be able to go forward and feel good, because I feel good today. So, and then some of that also, that's going to segue into the daily devotional. So part of my 30-day challenge was to start reading daily devotionals. And I actually started reading them before, before I created my 30-day challenge. I was reading the daily devotionals before. And there are several apps out there. I don't know if I want to direct you to the app that I'm using, but mine is the Woman's Bible app. It's available on iTunes and Google Play and all those great fun places that you get apps from. But it's basically a Bible designed for women. And there are different sections. There are your daily devotionals. There are there's your Bible, and this is the new version. I have to look at it again, but I think I have a link to it somewhere, and I'm providing that link here for that app. And it's, if you've ever read the Bible, you know that it's pretty difficult to get through if you don't really have any guidance. You know, I don't go to church really hardly. But I used to very, very frequently. I was involved in church and involved in things in church. But a lot of that got caught up in the thing, in doing things and being involved in this program and the choir and that, and not really focusing on what the message that the Bible is trying to teach you and how to apply that to daily life. And I do all of these things because I want to be at peace with some things. I want to feel good. I don't want to be this, you know, this bear all the time, and, you know, angry and grumpy and just, you know, I don't think that's a good way to go. But I do know that I'm grumpy, and I'm grumpy more than I need to be. So I'm hoping that in reading the word and applying the word to my daily life will help me be more calm and more at ease. And so it's really been helpful. And like I said, the link is here so you can take a look at it and what that app features. And maybe it's something you can, you know, look into if you're trying to get back into, as I am, into reading the Bible daily. So the reason why we are here, relationship lessons part 3. And this is like the very last of it because I broke this list up. 40 total, even though it says, I don't think I put a number in how many lessons, but I think when this list was originally sent to me, it said 50, but some of them were redundant. They didn't make sense. So I massaged it a little. Like I said, I have taken out what I think is offensive. I have taken out things that are repetitive and kind of merged them into one and kind of made it something that people can relate to and understand. So it's 10 on this list. Let's get started. Number one, just because he or she says they love you doesn't mean that he or she won't hurt you, and it doesn't mean that you are meant to be with them. You know, people throw around I love you like it's a piece of candy, and it's not to be taken all that lightly. And you know, if my heart isn't in it, I love you is just words. It doesn't mean that I can't hurt you. It just means, yeah, I love you, but I'm still gonna do this and you're still gonna be hurt. I'm human. So you know, let's really think about when someone says I love you and what you're in and if that's genuine or not. You know, I mean, like I said, it's, if you're in a relationship, you know when someone loves you. It's kind of hard to pretend. And if it's not genuine, there will be signs. So I agree with number one. It's a pretty hard lesson to learn, but I definitely agree. Okay. Number two, know that you deserve to be the number one person in the life of the number one person in your life. Oh yeah, that is absolutely something that took me years to learn, because you're putting them on the highest of high pedestals and they're number one, but to you, are you number one to them? And love and relationships are equal and they're compromised. So take a hard listen to that one, okay? Number three. Learn to give up your lifelong task of trying to make someone unavailable available, someone ungiving giving, and someone unloving loving. Yes, I would agree. You can't change people. People need to come to change on their own. You can't always be the one ushering folks into change. We grown people, and let grown people make decisions and come to change on their own. Trust me, you save yourself a lot of headache. Number four, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. And I think people kind of get that message, but it's absolutely true. Love begins from within. Number five, you cannot mend someone else's broken heart. Yes, I've tried. And you think you're doing something, you think you're helping that person, but you're not. Because if my heart is broke, then the only one that's going to help fix that broken heart is me. Other people can help ease it, but I have to be the one to heal from inside. So it's just, you know, something to brace you for the fall. That's all I'm saying. Number six, you should never look for someone to complete you. A relationship consists of two whole individuals. Look for someone complementary, not supplementary. Y'all hear that? Complementary, not supplementary. I've always liked that one. Number seven, a real healthy relationship requires two people. One person can end it, but it takes two to make it work. Will y'all hear that? That's it right there. Because that is absolutely true. All right. Eight, don't fall for the "I'm not the loving type." Have y'all heard that before? When a man or woman loves you, there is nothing in this world within reason that he or she wouldn't do for you. Hard lesson to learn there. Hard lesson to learn. And I did learn that the hard way. Number nine, when it's time to let go, let go. Because sometimes we hold on to things that are not healthy. And it's like a virus. It's on you, it's spreading on to me, and I'm spreading it to others. It's unhealthy and it's creeping in and infecting how I live. And it's infecting what I do. So if it's time to let go, let go and come out of it intact. Come out of it with a little bit of dignity, you know? And lastly, number 10, never make someone a priority in your life when they have only made you an option in theirs. Ooh, I've been somebody's option. And that is not a good place to be. You know, especially when you are thinking that that person is one thing to you, but they are thinking, meh, you know, this is one in a million. This is one in a few. This is just, you know, an option to me. Again, that's just a really hard lesson to learn. And in all of the bad relationships that I have had, I will say that there were signs, but I just didn't see them. I didn't want to see the forest for the trees. I felt like I'm going to ignore that, and I'm going to ignore what my friends say because I know what I'm doing and I know what I'm talking about. My ass is grown. But sometimes you need an outsider looking in to see the cracks in the foundation. Sometimes it takes you to step away from the situation to see whether it's bad for you or whether it's good for you or whatever with you, however. Sometimes you need that. And as I've said, and I will keep saying, because this is the age of social media, so you have to keep repeating. I'm not a relationship expert and I don't profess to be, but when I find something that's worth spreading to others, I want to spread it because I'm here to help, not hinder. You know, I'm just only, you know, giving out a little information that I feel like will help people. And because that's just what you do. And that's not something that's written. No one has to tell you to do that. It feels good to spread joy to others, regardless of whether you intended to or not. It just feels good. to help people. You know, I don't need thank yous. I don't need, oh yeah, girl, thank you. I appreciate that. Sometimes it just feels good to help people and just let that be it. And whoever I can help, you know, I hope that I have, even if it reaches one person, I hope that I have. So next week, I keep saying, I know I do, next week I'm going to do, but no, seriously, next week I'm back on my 52 list for happiness. I only got 10 more weeks to go. I'm going to get through it. And then I'm hoping to continue this Sunday chit chat with one of the happiness planners and work through that with you all and see if you like it. And maybe you want to pick up a copy. Hey, you know, I'm just trying to work through these things to see if it's something that other people want to do, because that's what I like doing. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Thanks for visiting my blog. I love each and every one of you. Go out and have a good week this week. Have a safe week. Have a positive week. And as I always say, oh, wait, and don't forget to show me a little bit of love with a like, or, you know, join the family by following along, you know. I love that. I'd love a new one. But like I said, have a great week. And as I always say, know thyself.